Nurses play a vital role in caring for patients in hospitals and healthcare centres, and their work and their impact extends far beyond medical treatment. They're often the first people the patients see, and they're the ones who spend the most time providing care and comfort for the sick and injured. They're often the ones that provide the emotional support to families during extremely difficult times. And they all do this while juggling with immense workloads, while dealing with overcrowded hospitals, staff shortages, and long working hours. The physical and emotional pressures that they come under caring for patients every day cannot be underestimated. This is reflected most in the HICWA report on Letterkenny University Hospital, where risks were identified in the emergency department, particularly in relation to overcrowding. But despite this, however, the nurses were observed being courteous, attentive and respectful to their integrations with their patients. And the report said that they were aware of this and demonstrated commitment to providing care and dignity and autonomy in delivery of care, and maintained calm, reassuring presence despite the pressures of a busy department, long waiting times. This is consistent with many reports you hear about Letterkenny Hospital, and despite this, the many challenges they face, the nurses are exceptional in their work and the care that they provide. And I don't think they get the recognition that they truly deserve, and I'm glad that we're taking time to recognise them today. But they deserve far more recognition, Minister, and you know this. Last week's INMO conference, an emergency medical nurse who worked in Letterkenny Hospital for 22 years described how she left due to stress, anxiety and the physical demands of the job. She said that she would go back in a heartbeat, but her health was so damaged. She was one nurse potentially looking after 30 to 40 patients in a busy emergency department. The type of shifts are physically hard and very demanding. 13-hour shifts on your feet, constantly go, go, go. And it also takes a significant mental toll on their health, and they suffer from burnout. This is pushing them to the brink until they can physically and mentally do no more. And we must support them and support their jobs. And Minister, we also must support our National Ambulance Service. The HSC's failure to update the ambulance workers' pay scales to reflect changes in their responsibility and the workloads over the last 20 years is shocking. And we must do all we can to support them. 2 weeks ago, I was in the accident emergency department with my youngest child. Middle of the night, high temperature, and I'll tell you, what I received there, the treatment was fantastic. And one of the Indian nurses came in, and she was magnificent, and she cared for my child like it was her own. And I think that we need to recognise this, but we also need to recognise that we have to look after our nurses.